Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. We have now reached Wednesday. It is February 11th. We are at 6:06 after a warm day yesterday.
Downright balmy outside.
Oh, yeah.
It was
sidewalks
lovely.
Starting to melt. The walkway's melting. I thought to myself, you know what? I was worried about how many weeks ago about a snowblower. Old news. Oh, don't even worry. Need to
no
worry
way.
About it.
Spring is here. Oh, it is.
Don't need to worry about it. Next 2 days, still kind of cold, but then I saw some 40s. Heading up, I don't know if it's 3 or 4 days away. We have Channel 5 on the studio, their extended forecast. Heading of the week, it looks like 41, 47. Oh, we are out of it.
We are
out of this.
I wish you were right.
Isn't it amazing that 40 degrees on February 10th, which is yesterday, pushing 50 degrees yesterday, is shorts weather, but 45 degrees to 50 degrees in October is like bundle
a
scarf
yes.
and long jeans, or you know, jeans and everything else.
It's so crazy how your body adjusts like that. Yeah, it's nuts. But it felt good.
Well, I'm going to hit it. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead.
Just a dead guy in an envelope.
Who is he?
No one knows.
He's dead.
Just a dead guy in an envelope.
He's dead. He's a guy. He's in an envelope. We take one guess a day. Who do you think he is? This one is so easy. I mean, it's so easy. I picked one.
Oh, you did?
I did. I picked one.
Oh, whew.
I picked one because I knew yesterday I didn't
nervous.
Pick one. I wasn't sure what we were doing yesterday. And then I feel like after discussion, I had to pick one.
Yeah.
So I picked one. But my new twist is that so easy. You're going to get it right away. You're going to get it right away. You're going to figure this out. It's easy game. This is not difficult. This is not going to take a year.
I love this. And the last one didn't. It was a month?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I like this. I like this twist. I like that you were all in on the game after 2 years.
I'm not.
It seems like it.
I am not.
It sounds very much like it. I'm very excited about it.
I'm not all in on the game. I just know that if I didn't pick a name today, you would keep pushing and pushing and pushing and would have to get a name and we would still play dead guy in an envelope.
I think
it's a losing battle. Yeah. Yeah.
But when you picked the name, it was the shortest game we have ever played.
That's right.
So even for people that dislike the game, I just think it's a win. I think it's great.
We're going to try that
I'm so again. Excited. All right. EMCs, this is how you start the show. We need a guess. We gave you two clues. What else do you need?
A lot.
Actually, quite a lot. Quite a bit. Star 102, good morning.
Good morning.
Aren't you glad the game is back?
Yes.
Me?
Wow.
Chivo! I'm so excited about this.
All right. I'm not, but you know what? I caved. I put a new dead guy in an envelope. You are our first official guesser of this new round. So who do you think it is?
Michael Jackson.
It is not Michael Jackson.
Oh! Good guess, though. I see she went Michael Jackson after the last one was Prince. Like, that makes sense.
Smart.
I need to get into a McPhail yesterday. I tried, and it was...
There was drama.
Massive drama. And I'm glad that I was... After finding out about the drama, I'm glad that I wasn't the only one because I was very, very disappointed about this. I tried real hard yesterday to get that McCaviar. It's
yeah.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites.
They were giving it away with the Chicken McNuggets, right? It was like a fancy McNugget deal. What did you do?
It was. And you had to go to their website, like McCaviar.com or whatever, McNugget Caviar, whatever the website was. And we talked about it yesterday on a Tasty Tuesday and it dropped. And I believe it came with either a gift card or something where you could buy the nuggets and then you could use the caviar, and which I've never had. Is caviar horrible?
I think if I've had it, it's been like at one of those fancy events we've hosted over the years.
Like
and I don't
stuff,
even remember. Yeah, right. Yeah. And I don't even remember
sense.
What it tasted like.
So I've never had that. And I thought to myself, well, I mean, this would be fun. We try all sorts of different things on a Tasty Tuesday. I don't know how a McNugget with caviar would be and how that kind of tastes, but it would have been fun to get in. And it was very, 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 very limited. And I knew the chances to get in were very, very remote. So then yesterday, we had a meeting after the show. After I get done with the meeting, this was supposed to launch at 11 o'clock, and I'm ready to go. I'm at my work computer. I'm on my phone. I'm going to try to get in. I'm ready to roll. I'm ready to put my name in. Jen and Tim Show, let's try this out. Right The sus thing that I saw that nobody talked about, this was supposed to launch at 11 o'clock.
Right.
When I got back to the studio about 10:45 or so, they had a countdown on the homepage. It still said that there was 45 minutes left.
Like it wasn't an accurate countdown?
Correct. Because everywhere we saw was 11 o'clock and right. I was ready to go at 11 o'clock and the countdown seemed to be like it was 11:37. It was a very odd number. Weird. So I thought something there was different. So then as soon as I get in there, as soon as 11 o'clock hit, it just crashed. You couldn't get to the website. There was nothing. I went to my phone. There was no presence of the website at all. And then later on, I see that everybody was complaining. I mean, it was on TikTok, on X, everywhere was complaining you couldn't get in. And then I thought that I saw, and maybe I'm wrong with the number, that there were only 750 available.
I don't know about the number, but I did see the same thing, that it crashed right away and then only a limited few got it. And that's it. They're done.
Can I ask another Mick question?
Of course you can.
It being February 11th.
Oh, geez. Here we go.
Can I ask it?
Here
because
we go.
I've been asking this for 3 weeks and I've let it go. I said I was going to let it go until maybe there was some news, but it is February 11th now. So I have a, I don't know, McMinty question. I would love to have that answered next. When's my Shamrock Shake coming out? Quit playing these reindeer games. I need to know when I can get that mint in my mouth. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorite.
I keep seeing February
18th. Why do we
18th,
not know?
But I don't think McDonald's... Does McDonald's ever confirm it? Here's what I know that you did the research and you looked at years past to see when it was released, but do they just kind of sneakily release it, or have they said in the past, like, oh, it's coming out February 12th or whatever?
I don't know.
Or does it just show up and then it starts to get buzz and everyone's like, oh, it's back?
All I know is that basically March 18th, the thing will disappear, right? Because it's through St. Patrick's Day. It's minty goodness. We are at February 11th. And once again, I understand EMCs, if you hate mint and it's not your thing. I totally get that. I just love these things. I love Shamrock Shakes. Give them to me every day. I love these things. We are now at February 11th. The closest that I can possibly find is a DM. And I think maybe Uber Ken called us up too. And they said February 17th. And this was what was before. I went on vacation last week. So it was the week before. And I said I wasn't going to bring it up until we had a confirmed date. I feel like I don't have a confirmed date. But anywhere, if you did a simple Google search, it says February 17th. But that is not McDonald's confirmed.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know that they're going to confirm it.
Oh, why?
Can you remember? Have they confirmed in years past? Or does it just show up?
I feel like there was a release date. There's got to be somebody that knows. That
like
works at
said.
McDonald's. Or a manager that listens to the show. There has to be somebody that knows. They have to have the goodness by now.
You have said this several times, that there has to be a McDonald's person that knows. They must sign NDAs or something.
Yeah.
No one has called.
Yeah.
No one has called. And I know in the past we've had people this early call us that work at McDonald's or have worked there or know, and no one has said anything.
We mentioned everything.
They're not allowed.
And somebody always calls up because we have the best listeners, the most diverse listeners ever. And somebody knows somebody, or there's an insider, or and I, as you mentioned, I've mentioned this for probably 3 weeks, just trying to get a date or an idea, and no DMs and no phone calls everywhere. This is the pumpkin roll. This is the pumpkin roll in Chagrin Falls, down Orchard Hill. Okay, it's Groveville. I know.
You get there. Oh, now you're doing that just to make them mad.
I am making them mad.
Yeah, it's been
Poke
years.
That bear. They don't care.
They don't care. For years, you've tried to get in on that. You've tried.
Chagrin Falls cares about Chagrin Falls.
Tactic. And you have never gotten in on that. So now I don't know.
I do love
this
that popcorn shop and that double decker, yours truly, though.
It's very nice there.
And
very
name a better place in the winter with the lights and everything.
Yeah.
They've got like.
It's adorable.
You know what? I just have Chagrin Falls envy.
That Christmas movie in the center was very cute. It's very cute.
Horses going around. It is.
Yeah. It's adorable. Right. It is.
I take everything back I said about Chagrin Falls.
They're still not going to tell you.
I know. No, nothing I do. But if you are a Mick Insider and a Minty Goodness, I, in all seriousness, I would love to know. DM us, or of course you can call us. Stevie on the socials is next on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. But this is breaking news. Good morning to you.
Good morning. This is Beth from Wycliffe.
Beth from Wycliffe. I was talking about the Minty Goodness. I don't know if that's why you were calling or not.
That's why I'm calling. I was out in Menor at a McDonald's on Menor Avenue last night, and they have the mint shakes.
No way.
I know right where that's at.
Question. Was it like on the menu, or you asked and they happened to have it?
It was on the menu at the drive-up.
Yes.
How about that?
I know right where that's at. That's going to be great. I'm going to stop there afterwards. I'm going to do a slow-mo video of me sucking on the minty goodness for the socials.
I don't know.
Yes,
that.
I am.
I don't know if people want to see that.
Yeah, hashtag up the straw. Yes, I can't wait. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's the Jen and Tim Show coming up next to Stevie on the socials.
Well, the clock is ticking. Valentine's Day is this Saturday. And if you haven't prepared yourself, there is a gift concierge. She's going viral for advice on picking out the best present for your partner. I didn't know this was a job, but it is. And she's got our advice.
It's 3 days away.
Oh, boy.
I mean, you are 3 days away. So if you have no plans or anything else, first of all, we can actually help you out as a show. We'll get to that later in the show. But you're going to need this.
Yes, you are. And you're going to need to pay extra for fast shipping, I think.
Yeah, like
today. You might have to go to the real store.
Like 3 minutes away. You do not want to miss this type of thing.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
The clock is ticking. Valentine's Day is Saturday. So if you haven't figured out what you're getting for someone special in your life, you better do that very quick. And don't just grab roses and chocolates. That's where Elise Dermer has some advice. So her job, she's a luxury gift concierge. She owns a service where people will come to her and pay her money to help them pick out a gift. That's a legit job that I learned about, which is interesting. But she says that the perfect gift says that I hear you, I see you, and I appreciate you. And you need to give a gift that shows you've been paying attention to them, things that they could use for everyday life that would be an upgrade. So things that they would never buy themselves, like practical gifts, not just like something they'd want. Like, we think we talked about this before. You can't just get them a toaster because they need a toaster. That's not very sentimental. So maybe, like she says, a cashmere scarf for the winter because it'll keep them warm.
And something you wouldn't buy yourself, like, because it's expensive.
I always think
whatever.
That's key. That's always cool. Like, something you would want, but you wouldn't buy yourself because I even throwback was like, I don't know what, like with a Yeti mug was a thing. I thought to myself, well, I'm not going to ever buy like a $30 Stanley or a Yeti or whatever. Yeah. But that's a nice thing.
Oh, I remember that.
Nice thing to ask for because I thought to myself, I really want one, but I don't know if that's something that I would get myself.
Those are the best gifts.
So with that, you need to also make the presentation look good. So if you're getting some grocery store flowers, she says you got to unwrap them. Don't leave them in the plastic. You know, fluff them up or whatever.
Get like some tissue and stuff and ribbon.
Yeah, make it look nice. Put it in
at least take the price tag off.
You can really,
I know it's
tough. At least that.
You can really zhuzh those up, by the way. And they'll do it for you at the florist, like if you ask them.
TikToks everywhere on how to do it. Guys are showing you how to arrange it. Just a quick search. You got it. And you need
to make
sure.
It doesn't take a lot of effort to do that.
Make them look fancier.
Take it out of there. Make them look, absolutely.
And make sure you write a note. Maybe if you want to go next level, you could put like sticky notes all around the house to wake up two little notes, you know?
Jen, oh, that is next level.
Because you're probably up before him. Leave him all around where he's
leave
getting
ready. Leave him
sticky notes? Yeah.
So I was thinking for my
petals.
Kids. One year for my kids.
That's how you know you've been married for a while.
I
mean, like, what am I going to get my kiddos? Oh, I'll do. You know, speaking of the kiddos, they're not awake, are they?
They are, but they're not listening.
Okay. I saw, because Izzy also likes these, the heart-shaped, I always call them the Ferrero Rochero hazelnut. They have them in a heart-shaped little.
Those are good.
They are so good. So I thought to myself, I'm going to get my daughter one of these things. They had them in like CVS or somewhere that I happen to be at.
I have to tell you, though, what I did for my kids 1 year that I was so excited about. And in true kid fashion, it was really kind of a.
I almost want these ideas to be Stevie on the socials the rest of the week because we are horrible
I got
ideas.
A lot of them.
Do you? We should actually keep that going. And I want to hear about that. We're your Valentine's Day station, Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites.
Sure we are.
So what'd you do? You did something for the kiddos?
I did. Okay, this was a few years ago when they were younger. And like, you know, when you're like all motivated to do something and you get very excited and you think the kids are going to love it too. I wrote like on a sticky note, you were saying sticky notes, and I would put a new one on their bedroom doors every day. Like something like, you are kind. Like little notes about them. But I think they were too young and they just like didn't care.
Bring it back now. They're older.
You know what? Maybe I should bring it back and try it now because I feel like that was like a real flop back then.
Are they like inspirational quotes for the day type of thing? Or
no,
are they just
like
something, your note to them?
It was a note to them. And okay. I started like the beginning of February, one day, like something I love about you. I love that you're funny, or I love that you're smart, or whatever I chose at that time.
Do they pack their lunches for school?
They do not.
I was going to say, my mom used to leave notes every once in a while in my lunchbox. Like if it was like Valentine's
on the
day,
napkin?
It'd be like the little sheets of paper from the kitchen that she'd write her grocery list on. Be like, grocery list. And it'd be like, Happy Valentine's Day.
My mom would do that.
I would do that for the summer camp lunches. What would your mom write on yours?
I don't remember. I just remember, I don't want to say this on the air. My mom, who I love to death, I wanted to buy lunch because I thought it was cool at school. Pizza day was Tuesday. Like, you still remember the days of, you know, it doesn't matter how old you are, right? And I remember saying that I want to buy lunch because she would always pack the lunch. And I thought she was going to cry. So she packed my lunch all the way through high school.
Aww, that is
and I get
sweet.
These notes. I'm like 16 years old and I'd have these.
That's, yep.
Have a good day, Tim.
Aww.
On the napkins. And I would try to hide them a little bit because, you know, everybody else is buying lunch and I would have my apple.
Aww.
And my napkin for mom.
At a certain age, it gets embarrassing to the kid.
I know. And I mean, looking back, like, I'm glad she did that. And went, but yes. At the time, when you're 16, you're 15, 16, 17, and you have a brown bag, because it's, I mean, it's like, and your apple, we couldn't, and whatever the Little Debbie snack of the day was, because that's, I mean,
delicious.
Legitimately all we could afford.
Right.
And then you would have a note like, you know, especially if it was like, she knew I had a tough test day or something, or it was Algebra 2 or whatever.
Aww.
And I mean, it didn't help me pass Algebra 2, but I appreciate the note.
How about that? Nice memories.
Sweet.
We should do. We should leave notes.
No.
What if we left notes?
No.
On our boss's door.
Oh, okay.
You think he would know it's us?
Yes.
Man.
Are you kidding me?
It has to rhyme, though. I don't want any cheap note.
It has
to have something like a limerick, or there has to be something
about why
on.
We love you.
No,
like,
no,
that's
no.
What it's
like
supposed
a,
to be.
Like a thought like, of the day.
Like just a thought of the day. Happy Valentine's Day.
That's weird. It's just in general.
Oh, we're just leaving him notes.
Like today, just leave him note of the day on his door and see if he knows who it is.
They could just say like, hi.
I feel like he would enjoy that, but immediately know who it was.
Yeah, that's fair. It's not going to work. Especially now he's probably listening.
All right. That's the real problem.
We'll go back to the workshop. That was a great Stevie on the social.
As always.
Good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Have you been following the Savannah Guthrie story?
A little bit. Not like all the time.
I cannot stop watching it and following it and hoping that her mom's alive. And who took the mom? And is it an inside job? Is it an outside job? Then there was video released yesterday. And then they detained a person. Then I think they just let him go. Like, what is going on? It's happening in front of our eyes for the last, I don't know, 10 days or so. I'm just so intrigued by this entire story.
Yes. I mean, who takes an 84-year-old woman?
I know. It's like you only see stuff like this in a movie, like ransom notes and crypto and all this stuff. It's
no
crazy.
No break-in, you know, knowing to turn the cameras off, what's going on with the pacemaker and somebody turning that, whatever. I am so intrigued by this, and I just feel like we've all been watching this and probably have formed our own opinions. I mean, you can't get away from it. Every notification I get on my phone, I swear, is about Savannah Guthrie, or all of a sudden there was, what, a few bucks, $30 or something that showed
in
up
that
in the
crypto
Bitcoin
account.
Yes,
the Bitcoin last night. And then they were searching, like, the sister's neighborhood and stuff like that and talking to the neighbors. It's crazy.
It is crazy.
It's insane.
Star 102, good morning.
Good morning.
I can't get away from this story. I it's not something we normally would talk about on the Jen and Tim show. It's everywhere. I don't know. I hope they find her alive. I don't know what's going on. They detained somebody. They let him go. Have you been following the story with Savannah Guthrie and her mom, Nancy?
Yes, and I think it's interesting that the ransom note was originally for $1 million, and then suddenly it was changed to $6 million. And isn't that a coincidence? That's what Savannah's salary is.
Wait, what does that mean? What do you think that means then?
I don't know. I think it's the brother-in-law.
Do you? I've seen speculation around that. I've seen so many crazy stories. And like you said, how does the ransom note change? And was it from the same person? And where are they delivering it to? And why are they only choosing certain stations to give it to? It's just a crazy story.
Yeah, nobody's mentioning that. And that immediately stood out to me.
I didn't notice that. That's a great point. This is so bizarre. The video yesterday is bizarre. Why did it take 10 days to get the video?
I mean, well, because they had to dig for it.
Okay. Oh, they did. All right.
Yeah, because she didn't have a... whatever it is.
A subscription. Yeah, things. Even that. You have the cameras, but no subscription. That's a few dollars a month to keep the video. Even that, it's like somebody must have known that.
Right.
We've had great calls this morning. Appreciate that. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. As I mentioned a few minutes ago, I know it's not something we normally talk about, but, I mean, Savannah Guthrie, the entire story, her mom, Nancy, and the putting out videos and a ransom. And like, it's happening before our eyes. We're not, 9 or 10 days in to this now, and then there was a video that was released yesterday. a person of interest that was detained for a few hours and let go. I mean, it goes on and on. And Angie, thank you for the DM. Because I think we all have questions, or maybe if you've taken a deep dive, you might have formed an opinion at this point in time. And we're certainly rooting for Mama to come home.
Of course we are. And I feel like even if you're not fully invested in the story, like some people are really paying attention to details, like you have to have heard about it because it's been everywhere for 10 days now. It's such unique, strange situation. And every day I feel like we learn something strange.
It is
about
a movie,
it.
A true
yes,
crime
that's
documentary.
What it feels like.
I mean, this is.
When do you ever hear about something like this?
Angie, thank you for the DM. How do they think that they're going to collect the ransom money and get away with it? This is so sad and so frustrating.
Yeah.
We said the same thing just a few minutes ago. It was like, when do you have a ransom and there's a transfer of money and, you know, the person or whatever? Like, this isn't Hollywood. I just am so blown away. So thank you so much. Yeah, the calls continue. The DMs continue. Thank you, Angie.
Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.